You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at 0 hours, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Let's get stuck into Group D now. Dave Kellner joined by Peter O'Rourke to take a check on the betting and give you our best bets for Group D. It's the group involving Spain, Croatia, Czech Republic and Turkey. Spain are 4-7 to win the group here with William Hill. Croatia in the betting at 7-2. Czech Republic 7-1. And Turkey in the betting at 7-1 as well. Pete, let's start with Spain. 4-7 to win the group. And Vicente Del Bosque made waves with his squad announcement, leaving out the likes of Fernando Torres and Diego Costa and relying really solely on Alvaro Morata to lead the line for Spain.
Yeah, I think Morata, he's had a good season with Juventus. Lots of speculation over his future that he might be coming to the Premier League after Euro 2016. So, as you said, a lot of pressure on that young man's shoulders to lead the line for Spain today, or in the tournament. But I think he's making a massive gamble leaving out Diego Costa, I think. Diego, I know he didn't have a great season for Chelsea, but he normally turns up in the big games, and it would have been key for me for Spain in these finals. Spain in a bit of a transition period. Obviously, they've had great success over the years. They have won the last two Euro competitions, so they're going in there as reigning champions, but I'm not sure they've got enough quality in the squad this time to go on and win the tournament. I think they will get into the latter stages. They should win the group. 4-7 is a pretty short price, but Spain should win the group with the talent they've got in the squad. But the one I'm looking forward to is maybe Morata, top goal scorer. As you said, he will probably be starting most games now for Spain as their number nine. And I think Morata could be, I think he might be around 16-1 for top goal scorer in the tournament. And he will get a lot of chances in the Spain team. We all know they create lots of chances with the likes of Cesc Fabregas in the team. So 5-2 for top Spain's goal scorer. Really good bet for me, I think.
That's Spain. They're 4-7 to win the group. Do look at those Spain team markets as well. Alvaro Morata, 5-2. To be the top goal scorer for Spain. What about Croatia? They're in the betting at 7-2. Croatia are a team that I like because they've got two outstanding central midfielders in Ivan Rakitic and Luka Modric, and they are the, it's a cliche to say it, but the engine room. They make this Czech Republic team tick.
Oh, definitely, as you said, Modric, Rakitic, probably getting a lot of the midfields for the teams at the Euros. Two world-class players in the two best teams in Europe, probably in Real Madrid and Barcelona, so a lot will be on their shoulders to try and carry their country through. Again, a bit like Spain, a bit of a transitional period for me. They've had the golden age when they reached the semi-finals of the 1998 World Cup. Obviously, the squad's not as strong as it was then when they had the likes of Davor Šuker up front. And I just think goals might be a problem for Croatia. That might be my worry. Nikola Kalinic had a really good season for Fiorentina. A lot will be resting on him. We also got Mario Mandzukic, a good season for Juventus, helping them win the Serie A title again. But I just think, as you said, if the midfield doesn't perform, if Modric and Rakitic can be kept quiet, they could struggle in this one. But if you're looking a little bet for an outsider, maybe to get to the semi-finals or something like that, Croatia could maybe be there. Could be dark horses, maybe. If those players are on form, they've got enough talent in their squad to maybe cause a few upsets.
Like you say, I think it is a transitional period for Croatia. To be eliminated in this group stage is available at 13-8 here with William Hill. Mario Mandzukic is 2-1 to be top Croatia goal scorer. My concern with Mandzukic is he only scored once in one of their 20 goals in the qualifiers. Yep. That is a notable concern for Mandzukic in the lead up to this tournament.
Yeah, it's not real good form coming into it. I think Rakitic could be a good little bet, maybe to be top scorer for Croatia. He will get forward from midfield. Modric will play slightly deeper. So Rakitic at 11-1 scores lots of goals for Barcelona and one of the main men for his country. So maybe an outside bet there could be Rakitic for top goal scorer for Croatia. I like the look of him.
Czech Republic next in the list. They are 7-1 to be group winners. They are in the betting at 5-6 to qualify. Obviously 16 go through from the 24. What do you make to the Czech Republic? I think they look pretty weak, the Czech Republic, going into this tournament.
Not a lot of big names like they've had in years gone by. Obviously, Tomáš Rosický's still there, but he's coming to the the latter stages of his career. There's no.
They still rely on him, though, don't they? And that concerns me.
Him and Petr Cech are probably the two most accustomed names that their fans will know of. But as you said, a bit like Croatia, it seems a long time ago that they had really top team. Remember, reached the final of Euro 96, losing on that golden goal from Oliver Bierhoff in the final when they lost to Germany. But really impressive in qualifying. Finished top of their group with Holland in there and Iceland. So they've definitely got something about them. A lot of young players, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle the pressure of a big tournament. A lot of these up-and-coming young Czech players. Petr Cech will be a key man again for the Czech Republic. I think he's captain now as well, so he'll be the main man for them. If they can keep clean sheets, I think they've got maybe a bit of their unknown quantity about them going into this tournament, and possibly could spring a surprise, maybe against Croatia or Turkey. So still in there with a chance, or at 7-1 maybe to qualify, second place behind Spain.
I like Turkey 7-1, one of my dark horses for the championship. Fatty Terim, it started badly for him in the qualifying groups, but as the championship went on, the qualifying championship went on, his team got better and better and better. In Arda Turan, they've got one of the potential stars of the Euro 2016 championship. How do you rate Turkey in the lead up to this tournament?
Yeah, as you said, they've got probably the right man as manager, Fatty Terim. Been there, done it, reached the semi-finals under Terim, I think, twice in the last two tournaments as well. So, as you said, they've got previous experience of causing an upset, and like you said, dark horses possibly for the tournament. I think a lot of Turkish sources are claiming this is their strongest ever side that they're going to take to a finals as well, and that's a pretty impressive feat when you consider some of the top players that Turkey have had over the years. Arda Turan, bit of a disjointed season at Barcelona, but he'll be keen to maybe prove a few points in this tournament as well, so it's a big tournament for him. And they were quite impressive for me against England in that friendly at the Etihad Stadium. I know England won the game, but I was quite impressed with Turkey, and a lot of key players were missing for Turkey in that game. So, as you said, could be dark horses for this tournament. You're looking at top goal scorer bets, maybe. Turan's 4-1. Burak Yılmaz is 4-1. Really do think there's many. There's one player that I like the look of. I can't pronounce his name, though. This is the worst thing. Akin Kaklanoglu.
Yep.
6-1. Takes most set pieces as well, so he's a free kick specialist. And he will be probably central for Turkey in their midfield attacking. So maybe look at him at 6-1 to be top Turkey goal scorer.
Let's wrap it up then. At Group D, your prediction, group winner, and to qualify, top two finish, straight forecast, etc., etc., etc. What do you like in Group D?
I think Spain will qualify, but I don't think it'll be easy. I think Croatia and Turkey will give them a few scares along the way. Straight forecast, I'm probably going to have to go for Spain-Croatia, 11-4. I just think, with Modric and Rakitic, that'll probably get them over the line to finish in second above Turkey.
Superb. Check out all William Hill's latest odds ahead of Euro 2016. Group by group betting here with William Hill. Make sure you join us. You won't miss a kick of the championship here with William Hill's InPlay Radio. We're covering every single game live, so make sure you're with us for the Euro 2016 championships. Thank you to Peter O'Rourke for his preview of Group D. Get your bets on here with William Hill.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.